Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of the Real Talk with the Queen. This is your host Gabby, and this show is for you. Now that Valentine's season has dwindled, it's time we tackle another, say, more important stuff. At Chinita Filipina, we are committed to inspire and empower not just the global Pinay, but women all over the world. Our recent podcast episodes have been about handling your finances, so if you haven't checked those out yet, make sure you do on anchor.fm or visit our website, chinitafilipina.com. Today, our episode has something to do with happiness, which is rather broad and subjective, but let's see what we come up with anyway. Being happy is synonymous to being content, satisfied, carefree. Happiness is probably the absence of that empty feeling a lot of us have and experience. Or maybe not, as again, happiness is subjective, so each person is different from the other. So for example, my children, they're my happiness, but that might not be the same case for my partner. That's just an example. I believe you'd agree if I say to be happy is what every man's ultimate goal is. What I mean is that no matter what our goal, if we achieve it, it's sure to bring us happiness. Therefore, happiness is our ultimate goal. However, we miss out on being happy on the road to reaching that one goal. You know, heading towards whatever that goal is can be daunting and repressing. That we fail to appreciate other things that make us happy along the way. And so in the process, our hearts become hardened, and sometimes we no longer notice that we've already come to where we wanted to be. So this is the kind of situation that we want to avoid as much as possible. But how do we do that? It's by practicing gratitude. Gratitude or being grateful. In an article found on Harvard Health Publishing's website, health.harvard.edu, it is said that gratitude is strongly and consistently associated with greater happiness, that gratitude helps people feel more positive emotions, relish good experiences, improve health, deal with adversity, and build strong relationships. So, you know, being grateful, even for the smallest of things, can have a great impact on a person's well-being and happiness. So, I strongly suggest that you make gratitude a habit. Now, here's how you begin. You know, with that habit, I should probably get on this too. So, number one, start small. You don't have to go grand the first time. Like every new beginning, start small. On a daily basis, you can probably start with just 3 or 5 things you're grateful for. That can be, you know, when you wake up, first thing in the morning, or just right before you go to sleep. And once you've gotten the hang of it, you'll realize you've already begun noticing the little details that you've been missing out on before. And from there, you can grow your list. Number two, you write it down. So you grab a pen and a paper, or better yet, write your list down on a journal. For sure, you can just say it out loud when you wake up in the morning or before you go to sleep, but writing down what you're grateful for, it allows you to pay close attention to them, for you to focus in on them. You know, the more you focus on them, the more you'll see that there's so much to be grateful for around you. Number three, be consistent. Well, we're trying to form a habit, so of course, consistency is key. And that's why it's best to start this as you begin your day or right before you go to bed. And it's just easier to keep track that way. To encourage you, the Chinita Filipina team has listed 5 things we are grateful for this month.
Well, I have a lot of things to be thankful for, but I am very grateful for my life and that we are in a better situation than what it was a few years ago. I am thankful that my health has improved both physically and mentally. I am thankful that I've come this far despite heartbreaks and pain through disappointments and failures. I am also thankful for the internet, good music, streaming websites, and video games. And finally, I would like to give a little extra thanks to the most important people in my life, my family. Thank you.
There are a lot of things that I'm grateful for. Number one is my faith in God, as I truly believe that God never leaves you nor forsake you. Number two is my family, as we all are grateful to them. Number three is our website that we just recently launched, which you can visit us at www.chinitafilipina.com. And I'm grateful also to find the Chinita Filipina team, as they always have these positive energy and good vibes, and that attitude is the most important of all. And finally, I'm grateful also that our goal for Chinita Filipina team is to reach out global Pinoys across the country and to encourage you to stand up for your rights, share your stories, and let it be an inspiration to others.
Our writer Kat is grateful for the following things. Her family's health first and foremost. She's also grateful for having been accepted as an ESL instructor and that she was shortlisted for 2 more online jobs. She's also just celebrated her baby's 11th month birthday. They've celebrated that as a family for sure. Happy birthday, baby. And that she's launched her catering service. Way to go, Kat. I'm grateful for my family and the struggles that we've gone through and are still going through, as these have kept us bonded together. I'm also grateful for my family in Christ for their patience and never-ending encouragement, which I need a lot all the time. Number two, I'm grateful for my employers. I thank God that I have the best bosses, both of them. So I'm so much grateful for George and for Michael. I'm grateful for also having found this opportunity to work with a team of wonderful, talented women at Chinita Filipina. And of course, I'll always be grateful for these two things, good health and food on the table. See, it's easy. When you're starting, you don't even have to elaborate at first as to why you're grateful for that one thing, but you might just as well do as you get the hang of it, you know? Like our Facebook page and let's start this habit together. Share to us the 5 things you're grateful for this month. We'd love to hear from you. You may also email your stories to info@chinitafilipina.com. And for more chica and inspiration, follow us on Instagram @chinitafilipina or visit our website, chinitafilipina.com. I hope this episode has inspired you to start that journey to finding true happiness, even in the smallest of things. This has been your host, Gabby. Until next episode.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.